Good morning. We're Masechet Shabbos Daf Tet, and we're giving the shir now in a split locales. So we are obeying all the rules here with a 2 meter gathering and a couple of people on Zoom. Okay. Good morning. Let's start. So we're on Daf Tet Amud Aleph. We're starting at the top of the Amud. So Acherim Omrim Iskupa Meshamesh Shtei Rishuyot. Now, so this we saw already. This is the ground which we saw there on Daf Vav. Where we saw the whole idea that sometimes the door was locked, would be a shtayachid. The door was open, would be a shtayachid. The Gemara says, "Achayim omrim iskupem meshamesh shtei rishuyot." Bisman shapetach patuach kedifnim, petach lo kedachutz. Rashi says over here, right? So a petach patuach, k'saka da'atach b'mavoi. So at the moment, the Gemara is still not sure what this petach we're speaking about is. So says over here, Rashi, the havamina here is that we talk about a petach to a mavoi, not into a house. Shirshiru belechi. Okay, like we saw already, that if we had the one lechi on the outside of the perech of the mavoi, then that allows you to do tiltul inside the mavoi. Now, we're going to see in a second that it'll depend where the lechi is. Okay, if the lechi is, the lechi should be the end of the lechi on the inside of the petach. Right? And we're now standing on the iskupa, which is the outside of the petach. Okay, in fact, if Michael was here, have you got a picture in your Gemara there, Michael? Is there a picture over here?
By the way,
we can what?
You can mute people.
Can mute people? Okay, no, I don't mind. Oh, they're coughing. The coughing doesn't bother us. All right. Okay, yeah, let's see that picture. Okay, that's so clear. All right. You know what? I'm being instructed here that apparently you guys that are on Zoom can mute your stuff, said if it's bothering anybody. I don't know. It's not bothering you. If it does bother you, you can mute it. Otherwise, I'm fine. Okay. So you basically got the idea that the lechi has to be on the inside of the iskupa. Right? That's what Rashi said. So the inside of the doorway. Behind the kametame. And this is what the Shashi is surprised about. I forgot the late lechi b'chutz. There's no lechi on the outside. The lechi is on the inside of the mavoi. So the whole question here is, if the lechi is on the inside of the mavoi, right? How come you can carry, how can the lechi make the iskupa into a rishuta yachid if the lechi is on the inside of the mavoi? It was on the outside of the mavoi, so we could see the iskupa, we could understand. That's what Rashi, look here. The Gemara says as follows. And you're trying to tell me over here that this bizman shapetach patuach, it's as if it's in the inside. The iskupa is part of the rishuta yachid. There's no lechi on the iskupa because the iskupa is on the inside. You don't see Rishna Rabbim. V'amar Rav Chama Bar Guria Amar Rav, Toch HaPetach Tarich Lechi Achel HaTiro. He says over here, he quotes, Gemara quotes over here, Rav Chama Bar Guria, the name of Rav, that says that if you've got the Lechi, let's imagine you've got this iskupa, okay, like the iskupa, I've always explained the iskupa as being like the porch, like the outside of the house. Iskupa, it seems to me it's actually closer to the door than I thought it was. It's almost like the doorway. You hear me called Miftana Derek, like actually standing on the threshold. Yeah, which I think we're going to get to Erevin, we're going to see it different. But at the moment, that's Askupa Nidreset, right. Right. So I think we're going to see that. But anyhow, we're talking about on the actual threshold. You're standing on the threshold of the door. It's a wide threshold. Right? So if there's a lechi on the inside of the threshold, that's good for the mavoi, for the inside of the mavoi, but that doesn't help the threshold. So he says you have to have another threshold, another lechi, to have one lechi on the entrance to the iskupa, and then another lechi into the mavoi. So let's say, how can it be? He says like that, right? Lachiro, that's Rashi says over here. Tzarich lechi acher. Shalechi hamatir et hamavoi, the lechi which is allowing you to carry inside the mavoi, stame neged askupa v'zakufa le'at, standing up on this threshold. Ukesavan, what do we say? Yes, Rashi, asur ishtamesh neged alechi ele michodo hapnimi velifnim. Have a heker amechitza. You can't use the area right opposite the lechi. You can only use the area on the end of the lechi going in. So if the lechi is on the iskupa, it doesn't help the iskupa. So how can the iskupa ever be a shliachid? Because this lechi, you can only use the lechi from the inside of the mavoi. That's understanding that. That's the Gemara's concern. How can this lechi, how can sometimes it's going to be a shriachid, how can sometimes be a shtarabi? Right? And the Gemara says, now, v'chi taima. Now, we know v'chi taima is a possible answer. We're going to bounce it out straight away. V'chi taima, Arius, Arius just joined. V'chi taima de late bay dalet al dalet. If you want to say that it hasn't got dalet al dalet, right, look, right. So now look at Rashi over here. How does v'chi taima up? So v'chi taima b'meshech ovi hachoma. The late bay rochav dalet b'meshech ovi hachoma. V'ch ein reshut la'atzma. So maybe you want to say, this lechi is not a dalet al dalet. Iskupa is not a dalet al dalet. And therefore, it can't be a shtu on its own. And therefore, right, umuta lishtamesh kenega lechi michodo achitzon, shu shaveh li iskupa etzosh ramim. He says, maybe you want to say that because the iskupa is not dalet al dalet, it hasn't got its own rishut, so it's batel in somewhere other to one of the rishuyot that it's next to. And you can use the part opposite the lechi on the outside of the iskupa. Right, you may want to say that. And if we haven't got a problem, because if it's less dalet al dalet, so we're saying when the door's locked, it's parish rabbi. When the door's open, it's parish yachid, and you can use the lechi right next to it. Now, we've also got a problem. V'ham Rav Chama, Bar Guri Amar Rav. The same Bar Chama, Bar Guri Amar Rav, we saw earlier on, he said, Tocha petach, afa b'shev dalet al dalet, shrich lechi achelat yiro. We called him a second, we quoted him a second ago, saying we need the separate lechi. He's saying that even if it's less than dalet al dalet, you still need a separate lechi. So it doesn't help us in the dalet al dalet. You still need a separate lechi. Aryeh, can you see me?
I can see you perfectly.
Oh, because we can't see you. Okay, just said you should...
No, I can turn on my video.
Oh, okay. All right, that explains why. Okay, we won't ask. Carry on. Okay, right. So he says you still need a separate, even though it is not a dalet al dalet. So Amrav Yura Marav, Rabbi Yisrael says, okay. So now he says like this. Amrav Hacha be'iskupat mavoyaskinan. Right? Hold on. Right? He says, okay. So now Rabbi Yura Marav says, Rabbi, we talk about a slightly different situation to what we thought originally. We are talking about still an iskupat mavoy. Right? But with a difference. What's the difference? Chetzio mekure v'chetzio she'enu mekure. The iskupa, right? This threshold is partially covered. V'kiruyav klape pnim petach patuach kilifnim. So now he says, and this mekure, this partial covering, is on the inside of the threshold. In other words, on the inside half of the threshold. And then when it's open, it's like ifnim, and when the door's closed, it's like chutz. Look at Rashi, yeah? Hachim iskot mavoy askinan, kele kamart. But lo mavoy shehichshiru belechi. But not a mavoy of a lechi. In other words, when we thought early on, that what was this mavoy? Remember, we saw there were two ways you could have a mavoy. Either you could have a lechi, a pole, an upright standing up, or you could have a korah over the top. Remember, a beam over the top. So this is not a lechi mavoy, it's a korah mavoy with a beam on the top. Right? He says, V'korat mavoy shi'ur rechava tefach. And it's a tefach wad. B'perek kabbat, we will see, V'ayiskupa v'ovi ha-petach, right? Mishtom rechavim heim, nimtza chizosh t'ovi ha-petach, mekure. Chizosh mekure. So half it's covered up, not covered. U'kogon she'niach ha-korah, klapei pnim l'tzal mavoy. And this beam was on the inner half of the petach, of the mavoy. So this mavoy had like a proper door frame. Okay? Proper door frame. Hilchach petach patuach kelifnim michod achitzon shel korah v'lifnim. He says, so with the lechi, it would be a little bit different. With the korah, the opening of the korah, when the door's open, so now the half of that iskupa, because the beam is on the top, so from the end of the beam going in is okay. V'savah l'akamana mutar ishtamesh tachet korah. And you can use under this korah. Now, we discussed the other day about the idea of good achit. Then we said that when there's a korah, so we look at it, there's a wall coming down on the sides of the korah. So it's almost as if this iskupa is actually a closed off rishut. It's got a roof on the top and walls coming down. The walls coming down are the good achit. Okay, that's what makes it suddenly into an area which you can carry into, because it's sort of like closed off. 100%, I don't show. Anyhow, do our best. Right? וחצו אנו מקורה, כאן שניח הוא קורא כלפי פנים, הלכך פלח פתוח כלפנים וכל החיצון שלו קורא לפנים, וסב לה כמר המוטל שמתח לקורה, או משום, that's the one reason, או משום טעם היקר בלבר, או because maybe from the outside you got this היקר, כי מפרש פוקחה היו בערבים, וסיד אין ערבים מגיע טיפיס גוד. אם משום דקרה משום מחיצה, רמידן, חודה החיצון יורד וסותם. You see that? יורד וסותם. Falls down and lock closes it off. So it almost becomes like part of this whole big רשות היחיד. That's what he wants to say. So he says, so we're talking about Mavoy, and Chetzo Mekore v'Chetzo Shem Mekore, Krav Ta Bepnim, Pelech Matoch Lim, Pelech Chutz, Rav Ashi Amar, that's the one answer. Rav Ashi says, no, Lo Olam be Skupat Bayit, extra when a regular is Skupat Bayit, a door into a regular house, Kogon Shekira V'Shtei Korot, and here you closed it, not with one Korot like we saw in the answer to the Mavoy, but now there are two Korot on top of it, there are two beams, She'en B'Zeh Arba, V'En B'Zeh Arba, and neither of them have Arba Tvachim in each one. Right? However, v'ein bo zol lezol shlosha. And they haven't got three tvachim between them. So what do we have? We've got a case of lavud. So we've got just under four tef. We've got less than four tvachim in the one beam, less than four tvachim on the other beam, less than three tvachim between them. So we actually got a big area, halachic big area on top, because you've got less than four, but plus three. Right? So you could have about like a big area over the top, halachic cover on top. V'delep, and the door's in the middle. Now, petach patuach kilifnim, petach na'ul kilachutz. Now, when the door's open, so now you've got this whole area on top of you, which is part of the inside, and the door's closed. You've got a part of you on top, which is open, and therefore it's terabim, and you can't use it. Okay, I think that's the best we're going to do it, understanding that. Okay. The Gemara carries on, and says, yeah, still from this Gemara on Daf Vav, we spoke about there, about the petach patuach. V'imayta iskupa gavoa asara v'rochva arba, Harei zor reshut la'atzma. So now he's saying something else. Right. Did you all mute yourselves?
You can see, Darren. If you see the picture, you see.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but I can see, but I'm saying, did I mute you or did you mute you?
If you're muted, you're going to see that on the bottom left.
Michael, did I mute you or did you mute you?
No, I'm muting myself.
Okay, leave it on. Leave it on. Yeah, yeah.
You can put up a list of the participants and who's muted.
Yeah, okay. I can't find after that, Charles. All right, we'll become experts in this later on, Robert. Okay, you want to ask about Gavav Rechava Harezu Shlatzma. So Gemara says now, Messiah, Rabbi Yitzchak Barav Dimi. This quote we saw over there of if the skupa is its own reshut, so it helps Rav Dimi. Damar Rabbi Yitzchak Barav Dimi. Omer Ayar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say, Kol makom shata motzei shtei rishuyot. Whenever you find two rishuyot, right? Yeah, in this case, we've got a rishut of its own, the iskupa, and other shliach rishurabim. V'hein rishut achat kagon amud shliachid gavo asra v'rochav dar asur katef alav gzerim mishum tel b'shurabim. Interesting halacha. He says like this. He says from here we learn a different halacha. What's halacha? I mean, we discussed it on Friday and we discussed it yesterday. The idea that you can't have a rishut arabim inside rishut yachid. And you can't have a karmit inside of Shreyachid. And you can't have a makom tor inside of Shreyachid. When we say that, Shreyachid is always Shreyachid. The makom tor and a karmit can only be found inside of Shreyachid. And you can have Shreyachid inside of Shreyachid. Like we had yesterday, for example, the kupa, which was Dalit al Dalit with the 10 tvachim high inside of Shreyachid. Could you do tiltul from that outside or not? So he's saying the interesting halacha. Comes along Rabbi Meir and says, that if you've got in Shreyachid, an amud, which is 10 tvachim high, and it's 4 tvachim wide, a reshut ha-yachid in reshut ha-yachid, there's a gzeira not to do tiltul from there to there. Why? Look at Rashi over here. It says, "Im ha-tas, sefer demil to d'acherim, d'bright to d'elv ha-rakir." Okay, reshut ha-atzma. V'ein metaltin ba'afilu min ha-bayit, v'af ha-gav d'shneihim reshut ha-yachid. Separate gzeira here. Why? What's the reason? Omer Yabi Meir, Duhu Acherim, that's Rabbi Meir, right? Behen Rishut Achat, Tishtem Shriyachid, Elish Kagon Amut Shriyachid, Asul Le Katef Alab Min Achatzer. If you're in your yard, you can't use that separate Amut, right? Why? Mishum Tel Shriyabim, Gavoa Asar Rochav Dalet, Tehaver Shriyachid, Ike Chiyuva, the right of Shriyabim, it's a Gzaira that you don't get used to doing this in a Shriyabim. Because you're going to come into Shriyabim, you're going to see this Amut over there, and you're going to use it, and it's a separate reshut. So already we've got a gzeris as we may in a reshut ha-yachid. If there's something which is a separate reshut on its own, even though it's also a reshut ha-yachid, gzeris don't use it. And that we learned over here from this idea over here Or if the askopa was 10 by 4, then it's a shtar on its own. Even though it's a shtayachid, you can't now go from the house to the shtayachid. So basically it would apply if in our houses not really so applicable. Because our houses, we've got fences around the doorstop, around the threshold, around the porch, around everything. So they're all in a big shtayachid area. But I suppose, well, no, maybe not. I don't know how it would apply practically. What is there? Starts out halacha there. What's halacha there? What does he say on the halacha there? Because is halacha there?
I don't think so.
No halacha? Okay, let's carry on. Okay, now we start a new Mishnah on Daf Tzedek. Now, this is a little bit easier. We'll cruise through this one. I mean, compared to the last few dapim, this is a little bit of a break. This was specifically for those getting used to learning in the environment of coronavirus, right, to help you get through an easier day. Lo yashev adam lifnei hasapar. You shouldn't sit, get ready for a haircut. Samuch lemincha ashit palel. Close to mincha before you've davened. Rashi says, yeah, lestapar listapetev haircut. Samuch lemincha, kolim lemincha. Ashit palel. Shema, why? Says Rashi, Shema yishkach v'lo yipalel. What? What do you mean? What does yours say? Yours says don't have a haircut. Yeah. And you makpid on that. Manny says forever. You should never have a haircut. No, the Gemara, yes. Okay, so we'll see in a second. Rashi says in a second. Rashi says, nami. And even during the week, not only on Erev Shabbos. Right, v'hara tani hacha, and why is this Mishnah learned over here in Masechet Shabbos? Mishum de dami laha de tani gaba, because it's similar to what we're going to learn later on. Lo yetzeh chayat b'machato erev Shabbat im chashaycha, that the tailor shouldn't go out with his needle stuck in his eye. Tailor walks around with his needle in his pocket, in his lapel. Erev Shema yishkach v'yetzeh mishtechshach, because he might forget it there once it gets dark. He's over in Tiltel on Shabbos. So the same idea. Once we're going to discuss that, we discuss all these things that. And we shouldn't do. The Mishnah carries on. You shouldn't go to a bathhouse, right? V'lola burski, neither to a tanning place. Rashi says v'lola merchatz v'taymi dechulu mishum. And Rashi says the reason for all of these things are Hashem yimashech ad sheyavor zman for the imat, get stuck there and not to get out until davening is over, right? So not into a bathhouse and not into a burski if you're going to go start tanning your leathers, right? So it's a big operation. You got to get dressed up and everything and get all smelly. Velo le'echol, shouldn't sit down for a nice meal. Velo le'din, and not go to judge, not go to court. If you're going to start a process, we'll see in a second. Ve'im itchilu, right? Rashi says, yechat me'ad. If you start any of these, ain't mafsiki. Now that you don't stop the guy. So lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. If you did it, we don't stop you. Look, Rashi, ain't mafsiki. Ele yigmor v'achar kach mipalel. You should daven, finish up and then daven. Ugrom v'farish b'dike shul shahot. Ligmor kolim shavor asman. The Gemara will tell us that depends if you've got time or not, right? Then, however, mafsikin a krishma, you do stop for krishma, while it says the itami doraita, it's doraita. V'ain mafsikin a trib, you don't stop for davening, or begemor b'parich ha'itan l'eresh. We'll see, the Gemara will carry on, we'll discuss it next time. Okay, now the Gemara's a question here, right? This is, hey, samuch lemincha. When we say samuch lemincha, now we've just come off fresh on the heels of Masechet Brachot. So we know that mincha has got two minchas. There's mincha gedola, the earlier part of the day, and then mincha ketana. Right, so which mincha are we speaking about? That's the Gemara's question. Hi, samuch ne mincha. Ilayme le mincha gedola. If you say it's mincha gedola, so what's the Gemara says? What's going on over here? Am I low? Why not? Ha'ike shahut b'yom tuv. There's plenty of time left in the day. Look at Rashi. Hatchalatz man tamich ben abayim. The mincha gedola is when they first start bringing the korban of the tamid in the afternoon. Michi matchil hariv, when the sun starts setting, the hainu michetzi sheva ulamala, the ha chetzi shesh, the chetzi sheva, the middle of 6 and 7, which is 6.5 hours. Minichi gdola starts at 6.5 hours. Chamamele barosh kol adam, ve koder kenegdala matav, ele noteh le shum tzad. There's no shadow at that time. And then noteh berakir le ma'arav, starts going up to the west, samuch le mincha mitchilat sheva. So as it starts approaching the 7th hour, that's when the sun starts setting down, that's the time you want to start davening. It's plenty of time to daven. So when it says, therefore, it must be samuch lemincha ketana. Right? Then it must be samuch lemincha ketana. Right? Look at Rashi lemincha ketana. Betet v'umech, that's 9.5 hours. So it's 3 hours later. Shugrilin lo lachro yoter mikan, k'damino betamid nishchat, samuch lemitchilat eser. That's the latest they used to start doing the korban was about 9.5 hours. They didn't do it later than that. So we'll say, wait a second. We said earlier on, if we now come into the conclusion, we're talking about mincha ketana, which is already 9.5 hours towards the end of the day. We said imit chilu and mafsikin. We said if you start, we don't stop the guy. Look, Rashi says bit me'ah. That's a question. What are you talking about? Imit chilu and mafsikin? How can you not stop the guy? V'yavor azman, says Rashi, the Talmud pause. So then the Gemara says lamet yavet yufta. Right now we're going to see in the section says that must be lamet yavet yufta. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. This over here, the fact that our Mishnah says, and even though it's mincha ketana, and you're going to start late. If you started a meal, you don't stop the guy. How can it? It's a proof. What? I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kevin shegiyas bantelam mincha asur adam shitom klum kol shepalel tefilat mincha. He said there, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that it's asur. It's a Gemara in brachot of kafchet. You remember that? That Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that you can't taste anything for yidav mincha. We just saw our Mishnah says, if the guy started a meal, you don't stop him. This is a tiyuv to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And we said, no, you're right. Le'olam samuch le'mincha gedola. We're actually speaking about samuch le'mincha gedola much earlier. So now the gross question, original question, I don't understand. If it's samuch le'mincha gedola, we got plenty time. If we got plenty time, then what's the problem? So it says, ubetisporet ben elasa. We're talking about a particular type of haircut. Yeah, Manny, this is your haircut. Look at Rashi here, but Tisporet ben Elasa. He says, Chatano shel Rebbe aya, he was one of Rebbe's son-in-laws. Upizer ma'ot liomot tisporot shel Kohen Gadol. And he spent a lot of money learning the special secrets of the haircuts of the Kohen Gadol. Shaya mesaper koshis to cut his whole hair. Velo legabe, not completely. Ele meniach kol ha-sarot ketzad. He had a very, very fine haircut. Kleshiye rosho shel ze, betzad ikaro shel ze. Vainu kesus yechasemu. Okay, umimshach, the bottom, the most important part of this whole thing is the last two words of Rashi. Umimshach tuva, took a long time. Okay, this is not like a Robert haircut, okay? This is like a Manny haircut, okay? Where you've got a long time over here. That's a haircut you shouldn't start Erev Shabbos or any time of the day, but before Mincha Gedol already. And the Gemara carries on. Right, v'lola merchatz lekula milta de merchatz. What's this kula milta? Rashi says, lekula milta, lachuf rosho, lishtatef, bechamin, ubetzonin, lazia. So a bathhouse, like you take you go to the spa for the day. Right? That you shouldn't start before mincha gedola. You go to all the sweating rooms. Any of you ever been into a chamin? Chamam. You go to a chamam. So if you go like in the Moroccan chamams, they're very much simpler than the Turkish. The Turkish one is much fancier. Moroccan chamam is very simple. You actually got four rooms. You walk in, you get undressed in the one, you go into the one room, it's a little bit warmer, the next room is hotter, and the end room is the proper, like the room. Then you work your way back, and you like build up heat, you go into the sweating room, then you come down and you start cooling down slowly. Very simple, but it takes a long time. Talking about that over here, right? That's a big shtick. But not a burski, and when we say not a burski, not a going to a tanning story. Hello, Jeff. Right, not to a tanning story. Right, that's the burski gedola. Rav Rashi says, what's the burski gedola? Orot harbe ubetchilat ha-tikunan. If you go into a burski, like one of these tanning, and the whole story, it's a big burski, and you start the whole process. V'lo le'chol b'sulei gedola, not to go into a big meal. V'lo le'din, and when it says v'lo le'din, it means betchilat din. You shouldn't start the din before mincha gedola, right? So that is basically the Gemara's conclusion in speaking about mincha gedola and all these things. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says no, lo'olam betisporet didan lechatchila. He says no. We're not talking about a tisporet of bed elasa, fancy tisporet. We're talking about a regular haircut like ours, and it's lechatchila. And on my lawyer, Shev, why shouldn't you say the exer Hashem yishaver azog? What's the problem? You think you got to have a quick haircut. But your hairdresser in the meantime, he doesn't look after his tools so quickly. And in the middle of this, the scissor breaks. And now look at Rashi. Now what's happening over here? He has to run around. Rashi, he has to go around. First, you think you're going for a 10-minute haircut. But now it takes him 2 hours to find the new pair of scissors. She's stuck there before mincha. V'lo le'merchatz, in a simple bath, not a whole shtick. Le'merchatz la'zir ba'al, just time to go a bit of a sweat. Le'chatchile, look Rashi, nami lo taime le'kule mil to the merchatz, not the whole story, ele la'zir ba'al, it's just a regular story. Why can't you go there, le'chatchile, my lo, gzer Hashem yitalfa, you might faint. So you gang in for a quick sweat. In the meantime, you end up fainting and you miss mariv, and you miss mincha. And again, you should also even go into a regular small tanning place. Look at Rashi. What do you mean, le'iyunai? Not the beginning. Even if they restarted the process at 5 o'clock this morning, you still shouldn't walk in. Why? Look at this. This is an interesting one over here. You might say, oi, gavalt, they're ruining my leathers. And now you're going to lose money. And the whole day you troubled from this. You can't have a money. You can't concentrate. Look at Dilmachaz B'Seida. Shema yinit kalkalu betocha horot. They ruined the leathers. Umatrid yitztaer v'yet tarud betzor v'lo yipalel. Okay, so don't stick us that way. Don't think about your business even before mincha. Okay? V'lo lecho b'sule ketan lechachin. Even a small meal you shouldn't. Why am I, Lord? Dilmachatid le'am shuche. Because it might take long. You know, little meals become big meals. Even to the end of the din, if it's just the summaries, you shouldn't even go in there. Why? Am I law? Deal me chaze time of a sudden. You might say, listen, I'm hearing the summation now, and they got it all wrong. And you pick the guys out, they're going to start the whole process from the beginning again. So therefore, time of a satar dinner. Look at Rashi, they have a satar dinner. The last narrow lines, Yisteru Mashe Pasku, you're going to now completely turn on their heads what they just did. V'yachzuru Bahen, V'choze Liotchkat, and they're going to start over and say, you know what, you're up, accept your point. And they start the whole process again. So you went in there for the end, and you start a whole new judgment all over again. So now the Gemara's like, okay, fine. So you've convinced us that we're talking about Mincha Gedola. You convinced us we're not talking about fancy stuff, just normal stuff because of all extenuating circumstances. So mi'ematai hat chilat tisporet. Now let's understand. What does it mean, chilat tisporet? What did the Mishnah say? Mishnah said that im hitchil, right, im hitchilu ein mafsikin. So what is it called, hitchilu? Does it mean the guy walked into the barbershop and it's already time for mincha? Ah, you walked in, it's good enough, or no? Look, Rashi, mi'ematai chilat tisporet. The name of shuv ein mafsikin et narif rats. He said like this, Amar Rav Abin Mishyaniach ma'alferet shel saparin al birkav. Okay, so today I think the barbers are a bit more sophisticated. They put this thing around your neck, like a whole big cape. But in the time of the Gemara, they put something over your lap. So the hair would fall onto your lap. If you've sat down and they've got this thing over your lap, that's already considered starting. Right, look at Rashi there. Ma'aporet. Sudar, right, like a substitute of a cloak. We're not no abirkav, so you pull a sail big enough, so you shouldn't dirty your clothes. They put it on you, and suddenly you realize it's mincha time, then you can already start having your hair cut. Right? So, umebata hatchalat merchat, and what's considered the starting of a bath? Amrav avin mishiare ma'afar tohemenu. When he takes his cloak off. So once you've already got your outer jacket right off you, Rashi sudarohu rishon lafshatat. The first thing you take off, you've taken off your first outer jacket, that's already time to be able to have a bath. Umebata hatchalat burski. And when's it called having started the tanning process? Misha yikshor ben teifav. Right, they're really stuck. Something. Look at Rashi. Et batez jotav shekorin bichira. That's like birches, right? Birches used for Rosh Hashanah, right? Birches. Where was it? Where birches come from? Somebody, what's birches? Sounds familiar. What is that? Birches. Birches in your pants, right? Like you put them on, right? Like things, right? Okay, well, this is a little different. This thing over your shoulders, like put like a cape, like an apron, right? So maftoy mevatachlat bruskish. Okay, mevatachlat achila. When do we consider having started eating? Rav Amar Mishi Yitol Yadav. Rav says from the moment that you wash your hands, right? That's the beginning of eating. Rav Chanina Amar Mishayatir Chagura. From the moment you loosened your belt. Right? That's the end of the meal, right? But now look at this, it's interesting. Look at Rashi over here. Misha and then the Gemara says, wait a second, Halan, it says Velo Pliga, it's in the Gemara, Halan Vahalehu. And there's no machloka between them. They're both really saying the same thing. This Gemara in Bracha, we learned it as well. It says, Halan Vahalehu, look Rashi, Halan Vahalehu, B'nai Bavel, Ayu Chogrin Tatzman B'chozek. The Babylonians had a minag of tightening their belt very tight. So as soon as you sat down to eat, you wanted to eat, you couldn't eat sitting down with a tight belt, so you released your belt straight away. Right? And they didn't have such a minag of tightening their belts, they wouldn't do it. But really, it's the same thing. So now the Gemara says, okay. So now we've seen over here that the Babylonians have this minag of a very tight belt. So Amar Abaya, Hani Charvin Bebavlai, our friends in Babylon, Leman de Amar, according to those who say, right, so now we're going back into a lot of brachot. Tfilat arvit reshut, They are those who said that Maariv is only a Rishut. And if it's a Rishut, Kevan de Sharilei Himayne, since they've already loosened their belt, right, I suppose for getting ready for supper or to go to bed, Lo Metrachinan Lei. We don't force them. Look at Rashi, Lo Metrachinan Lei. Rashi, the man damit without Avi is a Rishut. Basichi Brachot of Kafzain. Vashi Keneged Hekter Chalavim. Why is it a Rishut? Because Maariv is the Natam Korban. What's the Natam Korban? Burning all that offal, the waste, right, on the Mizbeach. And it's not Ma'akev. Vomrim Shein Ma'akvin Kapratan. If you didn't do it, Nishkefelach. So though you should do it, we don't have to do it. So therefore, Maariv is only a Rishut. Therefore, Loma Chachinan Leila Hafsik Ela Yigbor Vachakan Yipalat. So we say that they're already under their belt at night. So Maariv, they don't have to worry about davening, right? Basically, Rashi is over here. They can go and daven again later on. So now we've got a question. We said in our Mishnah that if you already undone your belt, so that you don't make the guy stop eating his meal. And what was that for? That was for mincha. Now everybody agrees that mincha is a chova. The Babylonians say if you've undone your belt and daf kafsani brachot, we don't make you stop for Maariv, because Maariv's on your Rishut. So what's going on here? If Maariv's on your Rishut and we don't stop you, I mean, if Mincha's a Chova and we don't stop you, then it's Pashut that for Maariv, if it's on your Rishut, we shouldn't stop you, right? That's what Abai is saying over here. Hani leman damar tefilat arvit Rishut, hechel eshtar ha'im neem lo metrichilene. Uleman damar Chova, so now, those that say Chova, so those who say Chova, would they make you so on that machloket there of the Babylonians of Maariv, those that say to Rishut, they say, don't worry, finish your meal, then go back to davening. So now the Gemara's Abaye's question, and those that say to Chova, are they going to say that you still got to? For heart for that mincha, the kura am a Chova, he with nani mitchiru am afsikin. Everybody agrees that mincha is a chova, and our Mishnah says that if it's a chova, you have to stop the guy. So that machloket there with the Babylonians, some say Rishut, some say it's a chova. Obviously, even those who say it's a chova will say, why is it a bigger chova than mincha? And in mincha, you can carry on eating, then Maariv, you can certainly carry on eating. I'm Rabbi Chanina, Mishi Atir Chaguro. And Rabbi Chanina over here says, Mishi Atir Chaguro. Right? So the Guru's aunt says, what's going on over here? He says, Nahatam lo shechicha shichrut. Hacha shchicha shichrut. He's over there. Hatam there. Look here. Rashi's over there, right? He says with lo shchicha shichrut. Ain derech lishtakem ibeod yom lefichach gomer vidpala. Aval belayla asur lishtakem besudatan. He says supper during the day we don't get drunk. You don't eat so much, drink so much. At night time you're going to drink a hell of a lot more. So therefore, even those who say that it's a chova in the afternoon will for mincha. We'll say we can still pass it like our Mishnah, no problem, because you aren't going to get so drunk. They don't know. They never had lunch with Goyim, these guys, in the Gemara. You go for lunch today in Chutzlars with Goyim at lunchtime, boy, there's no difference in night or day. They drink. Eh? I don't know. They don't go back to work afterwards. If they do, I don't know how they do it. But during the night, they would drink. And therefore, he says, yeah, aval belayla asur ishtaker besudatan. Right? So therefore, they were more machmir in the night than in the day. Now, another answer Gemara says is b'mincha kevan de kvira zimna. Since mincha is a set time, right? It ends at a certain time. It's from mincha k'tan until neitzach. How many say until shkia, right? Mirtat v'at l'mifsha. So they'd be more nervous and they will make a point of davening. Arvit. Why would they machmir on arvit? Kevan de kura layla zban arvit. We saw in the Mishnah there in the first Mishnah of Masechet Brachot, right? That really chachamim said ad chatzot, but it's the whole night. Lo mirtat v'at l'mifsha. They won't. They'll think, I've got plenty of time, and they'll end up missing out on davening. Okay, end of avir.